Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about living long enough. Today, Paul will be talking about a name change. Let's join Paul now as he teaches on a name change.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We've been discussing the few times we've been together about Abraham and God's promise to Abraham and the covenant that he made with Abraham and how God brought all these covenants and these promises made to Abraham. He brought them over to us. How we're involved and how we can be a part of all of this covenant that God made with Abraham. And we were talking where after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, how we live long enough to fulfill God's vision and dream that He's put in each and every one of our hearts. We talked about these different people that went over to missionary fields where they couldn't understand why they weren't getting through, and then their lives were cut short, but yet their work and their mission that they'd done has doubled and tripled, and people were saved and people were filled with the Holy Spirit, and thousands of people have come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they planted the seed. And God took them, and then He put someone else in there to water and to spread the seed and to harvest. We don't know when our time is up. We don't know how much longer we're going to live. But God has the appointed time. So we should always be busy doing God's work and fulfilling this dream and this vision God has given to us. Today, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about a name change. You hear different things where people change their names or do all this. Well, it was also in the Bible times. It says in Genesis 17:1-22, records that as part of the covenant, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. Abraham meaning father of a great multitude. God also changed Sarai's name to Sarah, meaning princess of a multitude. Often in Bible times, new names were bestowed to reflect a changed nature. In Old Testament times, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And then in New Testament times, Saul's name was changed to Paul. How do these name changes promises apply to you spiritually? God wants to take your old sinful nature, your old past, and your failures and make everything brand new. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any person is in Christ, they are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The new name that God wants to give you will attract the Gentiles, which is the nations that we live in, because they will see a difference in your life. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. That's in Isaiah 62:2. And that's something we need to seek the Lord, that we are changed, and that God has given us a new name, a new life, a new heart, a new dream, and a new vision. What is the new name by which you are to be called? He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. You can read that in Revelation 3:12. God's name rests upon you. You are a Christian. And that is something we all need to think about every day when we're up and we're around. We are a reflection of Jesus Christ. We magnify, we show people what it's like to be a Christian. And in Acts 11:26, he says, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. You are no longer a servant of sin. You have a new name. You bear the name of Jesus Christ upon your life. Walk worthy of that name. Paul admonishes us to walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. You can read down to 1 Thessalonians 2:12. You are called by Christ's name. Are the plans you have made for this day worthy of his name? Can you live up to that new name? Yes, you can, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God has called us. We are no longer of this world. We are no longer part of this world. We have a new name, and we have a new home, and we have a new destination. And God has put within us a new dream, a new vision, to go out and share this good news with everybody. Are you walking worthy of that name? Have you walked worthy of that name? We need to be in prayerful attitude, and that should be part of our prayer, that God help us to walk worthy of your name, to not to bring shame or reproach to the name of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this time that we can be together. Father, how we could talk about the things that you have in store for us and the things that you have planned for us. Father, we thank you for the covenant you have made with Abraham, and we thank you that you share that covenant with each and every one of us. Father, you have given us a new name. You have given us a new life. You have given us a new heart. And Father, I pray that you will help each and every one of us to walk worthy of your name. That, Father, that we won't bring reproach, that we won't bring shame to your name, but nothing but glory to your name. Father, that we walk so worthy of your name that other people will want in on this and want to be a part of that, and they also will want a new name and a new life. Father, help us to grow. Help us to do what we need to do to be worthy of the new name you've given us. Father, touch us and help us, and I pray that you will bless this word to each and every one that hears it. And Father, that it will touch our hearts, and Father, that it will grow deep in our hearts, that we will be worthy of the new name that you have given to us. Father, we thank you for this, and I praise your wonderful holy name for all of this. In Jesus' name I ask you, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, A Name Change. Join Paul next week as he talks about multiplied seed. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can write or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.